Well, let me go back to the map here. Talk about the ideas behind it. What are the patterns that this map is supposedly showing? Let's just take the map for a while as a given. Let's just say, okay, we can accept that there are red states and blue states. Now, later on, I'll try to sort of dismantle that idea and show it's much more complicated. But let's just take the stereotype as it exists. And let's ask, well, what differentiates the red states and the blue states, other than voting? Are there consistent features that separate this one block of the United States from another block? Well, certainly, as that map I showed you earlier of the United States of Canada versus Jesus Land would indicate, religious attendance at the national scale is probably the best predictor of voting patterns. So those individuals who attend religious services more than weekly, and they form 16% of the electorate, voted 65% for George Bush. Those attending weekly, 60%, that's 27% of the electorate. A few times a month, pretty much divided, 51% voting for George Bush, and that's 14%. Several times a year, now we have a strong Kerry lead, 42% voting for George Bush, and those who never attend religious service, 37% voting for Bush. So this is one of the best predictors of voting behavior. Of course, you can see that there would be plenty of people who attend more than once a week who voted the other way, and the same over here, that it's not a total divide. We're not talking about 80, 90%, but we are talking about pretty significant divisions. And we can see this in other data that we can look at, and here's a map. At the level of the state, if you look at it at states, it works, but not nearly as well as you might expect. So we have the least religious states, and I should say, too, it's really hard to get this information. Sociologists of religion know that people aren't always completely honest about how often they attend religious service. They will tend to overestimate it, and so there are lots of techniques for trying to get a better handle on it. And actually, you get quite varying maps. They vary quite a bit from one survey to another.